This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. One person was killed and two were injured late Monday after a shooting in the Uptown neighborhood of Denver, according to Denver police. One victim who was shot while driving has died, and a security guard who was shot while responding remains in critical condition. One person was arrested near the scene. Boulder police have arrested a man suspected of driving his truck multiple times through Central Park early this morning. Authorities say the man attempted to run people over. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold.
I don't know how we escaped this morning's event without significant injuries and death to the people in this park. If people would have been sleeping in these sleeping bags this morning, there would have been mass casualties at this event.
It's unclear if the suspect knew the people at the park. Drivers could see some delays through the Eisenhower Tunnel this week. Crews will close one lane of westbound I-70 inside the tunnel tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. to noon. Delays will continue next week when crews shut down one lane of the eastbound tunnel for several days. The closures are to make room for washing ahead of winter. CDOT says delays could add around 10 minutes to people's travel time. Starting today, travelers can pay someone to help them navigate the Denver International Airport. The new Sky Squad program starts at $59. For that price, travelers can get a personal assistant to help them from gate to gate, from ticketing all the way to baggage claim at the final destination. Travelers also get access to expedited security lanes. People can book the service online or in person near the Frontier ticket counter. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.